adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner tomorrow, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hi.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Meek Howard.
Hello.
And Michael Bachman.
The nice thing about my video not working this week is that I can pick things out of my teeth.
Like, and no one can tell.
While the podcast is going, one can tell.
Mm-mm.
And you can eat as much ice cream as you want.
Oh, God, yeah.
You can you can be rubbing ice cream on your hairy chest right now. We wouldn't even know about it unless you told us, which you should.
Is my video working?
Surprise!
I would like to kick off the podcast by saying how much I love all of my cast members, and they're so good to me, and they switch dates and dealt with me being whiny and salty, and I love them all. So,
and then we had about half an hour of technical difficulties. So
my computer was essentially a large box.
Is that all with an asterisk, or is that... is that a definitive all?
Oh, it's all.
Oh,
oh,
absolutely.
Wow. Damn.
All.
The asterisk says none underneath it.
It says objects in rearview mirror closer than they appear.
What does that mean? Tim.
Oh, no.
Take that one back to the workshop.
So, yeah, my computer's broken. So Jennifer and I are on her laptop.
On my dumb little laptop, and it's weird. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It's like the old days. Didn't you guys used to do that shit?
My character sheet is also on my laptop. I don't know how this is going to work. We're going to do it, though. And also, I still don't really know how to play 5e, but we're going to do it.
We're going to figure it out.
This would be great.
Eluder's still the same in her heart.
It's pretty much just 4e without rules, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Yeah, definitely.
No, not really.
Take your turn.
There actually are a lot of rules.
That's pretty much it.
There's a few books full of rules. But we should do this. I feel like it's been so long. I don't even know how to do it anymore.
I do feel like it's been a long time.
It actually has been an extremely long time since we
But hasn't it just been a normal amount of time?
No, I think it's been almost a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we did do it a little early.
So it's been like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I miss you guys. I have no idea what our characters are doing. I know what we did last, but I don't know what we're on our way to do.
I mean, save the world, I guess.
Save the cheerleader.
No.
No.
Let her die.
Okay.
I think at this point we roll a d20.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Let me just roll this D12. Where are we going to roll?
Yeah, we got no room anywhere for anything.
I got a 5.
I got a 9. I swear to God, that is the highest roll.
What the fuck? I rolled one of my bad dice and I got a 16.
Yes.
This is garbage.
I guess I'll roll on my phone.
I purposely picked up the bad one.
I rolled a 6.
What the hell?
I rolled an 18.
Oh, wait, Thrifty, you're rolling with us peasants?
I rolled an 18. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it this week.
All right.
So last week, we had just escaped the fortress of Yinogu.
What do you mean, together. We?
All of us.
You weren't
us
there.
Us folks.
He was no, there. You're the one character there. You played did not make it out of the Yinogu.
You're the one there. I don't know how you know us.
I played Roz and Bucky and Daisy.
Roz doesn't count. She's dirty.
I hate Roz. I hate Bucky.
Oh, yeah. Roz is always a little dirty, let's be honest, but...
Who said that? Without your face popping up, I'm like, who is this?
Bachman is like our old man Weck right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, please let him show up.
Guys, old man Weck is just Zerd who can't cast magic spells.
But he's so much cooler.
I love old man Weck.
What? Yeah. I do old man like Weck the thing of us loving old man Weck and hating Zerd when they're like pretty much the same character.
Oh, that's old man Weck is just a rudder for the adventure. He's like, I'm here. You should go do this. And we're like, all right.
Yeah. And Zerd sticks his finger in your mouth.
That's true. But we've not been around old man Weck long enough to know if he's got any weird habits like
Well, we know that he pulls the sweetest of trim.
Oh, that's true. He does do that.
Was that old man Weck?
Yeah.
Was that Zerd, though?
I thought it was old man Weck.
I think it was Zerd.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was Zerd.
See, they're the same person.
Aw, man. Zerd.
What's the difference?
All right, go ahead.
So we all, us together, escaped... the fortress of Yinogu as it crumbled and crushed all the gnolls.
Yay.
Leaving behind a stream of blood.
It was actually really good, amazing fan art.
I loved it.
Or just art. I was going to call it art.
Yeah.
It's high art.
So good.
On the podcast last week. It was beautiful. It was a painting. I should go look at that.
Yeah.
So everybody's flying along and we decided that we were going to land by that same pond again because Bucky had to pee.
Is that why?
And
wait, we went to a pond?
Yeah.
Yeah, we landed by the water walking pond.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Harper tried to walk in the water.
Okay,
and
I remember
didn't.
That.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
We saw a drow woman, I assume, who was like hunched over crying like we were in that video game with the zombies.
Left
for
dead.
Mm.
She's that a one. Witch.
Oh, that's too spooky.
And but then she attacked y'all and turned into a yahol, and you murdered it like really fast
with our new powers.
Way for me.
Yeah, I didn't even do as much damage as I could have. You're lucky.
I don't remember what I did.
And then it was really late at night, and then we stopped podcasting.
Oh yeah,
oh man,
right.
That's gonna happen tonight. That, it's late already.
Oh boy,
and Cheeky Chan is sick.
It's only 8:20.
You fuck. Sorry. It's 9:20, and it's super 9:20 for Jennifer and I because we're on the water, whereas Michael Coon is in Rochester area, and it's probably, what, like 3 p.m. there practically? The sun's still shining?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh, yeah, I've got sunscreen on right now. Look how bright it is here.
Your Tommy Bahama shorts and pants.
So that's where we are.
Okay. The Yakal died and turned back into a drow. What's that on her ring? It's a ring. Pulls off ring. What's that? Oh, this is a good ass cloak. What's that? This is good
Harper,
ass.
Harper, you can't take all these things.
No, it's mine. Ring.
Harper.
This has things on it. Harper runs. And the water, and he's just running on top of the water. He's just running on top of the
what
water.
What is happening
he's
right
running.
Now?
Oh my god!
Tim Lanning had burned one of his very few precious magic item spots for a ring of water walking.
Look, let me go.
So he can Harper walk is... on water again.
I sacrificed my AC for this.
I think it should be, like, specifically the ring of water walking, where if he does start running, he falls through the water.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to walk very carefully. Yeah.
Oh, the ring of careful water walking.
And I finalized some of my items. I'll probably pick up some more. I have a staff of thunder and lightning, which seems badass, a braces of defense, and a cloak of protection. And I'm looking to get some more fun stuff. But Thrifty, are you going to let us have like anything weird other than bags of holdings? Like an immovable rod. I want to go to the store so bad.
Yeah. Let's have a store episode.
A deck of many things?
A deck of many things?
You can't. Everyone's dead.
No, we go to Paylor.
Wait, no, we can steal all their shit then.
So can't we just go looting? Can we have a looting episode?
Yay! It's like when you go to Detroit.
That's a better idea.
I want to steal shit.
I want a paladin of goodness.
Despite being lawful good, I would love to steal some shit.
It's not stealing, it's appropriating.
I would love to play like an RPG, especially in podcast form, where it's like you find a chest and we're like, okay, we open it. And Thrifty's like, all right, 5 blues, 3 oranges, and a gold item drop.
I got all like, this bullshit. We DE all of it.
Is this town
portal
thing?
And we identify it all.
You were running around in water.
Guys, look at this!
Harper, what? Is this a good use of your magic item?
What are you talking about? I have 10 fingers and 10 toes. And something else.
What?
He points his finger and he gives the old finger guns to Bucky. Are there magical COCK rings?
Do you mean your dick, Uncle Harper?
That's Bucky, my boy.
What did you learn in Yidogo's city?
Well, he did kill people, I assume.
Are you implying he didn't know what a dick was before he went to Yidogo's city? You know who his dad is?
We call that a dingus.
Say the proper word like it is in the Bible.
Dingus.
I don't. And Steve's like, oh, a dingus. Now we know what we're talking about.
Steve?
What's a dick?
Now that the magic's different, man, I have this ring. Cool, right? It doesn't That's count.
Super cool, Harper. What do you mean it doesn't count?
It doesn't count.
Doesn't count to what?
The magic item slots.
I think
Can
it
I
does.
Wear a robe and a cloak and a mantle?
That doesn't count.
I don't think so.
Why? They're different.
What are you talking to?
Wait, say that. A cloak, a mantle, and a what?
A robe, a cloak, and a mantle.
Just like stacked up. So,
no.
Hold on.
You can't
don't forget to look like a crazy homeless person.
Yes. I was saying, Harper's like one of those people that like you just keep stacking clothes on. So he's like Ralphie from Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Just like an insanely powerful hobo. Because you still get all the stat bonuses.
Exactly.
No, oh, wow. You don't.
Yeah.
They don't no, absolutely. Stack.
Yeah. My next upgrade, I want the robes of the Archmagus.
Magus?
I said
Magus.
Magus?
Magus. Put it on your Christmas list, I guess.
Maggots. There's only like one good robe, and that's that. There's lots of good robes. All right, so weren't we going on the road to our boat and then the army of Bahamut, correct?
I think that's what we were doing.
Does that sound about right?
I don't know what you guys are doing.
Roz, where's the chum guzzler?
The chum guzzler, I have been captured for so long.
For so long.
How do I know?
Where'd you see it last?
It was docked, maybe a few weeks' journey. No, that's wrong. Maybe a week's journey from here.
Not on these friggin' eagle lions.
Well, I don't know how to calculate eagle lion flying
distances. Put the knife down. Jesus.
Better watch out, Harper.
I like the idea where Ross is immediately getting her knife out.
Whoa, I thought you knew good distances. Chill.
And she's like in a circle, like brandishing the knife at everybody.
Roz, have you seen my keys? I don't know.
The time in Yidogo City has really gotten to her head.
I've been under a lot of pressure, okay?
Jesus Christ. I don't know how to do rituals technically. And 5th and 5e, Roz. Can I get a pass for today and send my ritual ascending, please?
I don't. Why are you asking me permission? What are you doing?
Because you're a bearded man that lives in Rochester.
What does that mean?
I think that we all sound like we need a spa day. Everyone sounds real stressed and confused. Like, we don't know what they're talking about.
I'm talking out of character now. This is Tim. Let me talk in my real voice. Thrifty.
yes, Tim.
Can I do the ritual of sending just this once until I figure out how to do rituals in 5e? I think I know how to do them, but I don't know.
Why? What do you want to do?
I want to talk to... What's his name? Winston.
Fuck it. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I like to hear from my DMs. Fuck it, sure.
I can summon my totem spirit. And ask him the information I seek.
Oh, I want that. I want that. Do that. That sounds fun.
Tim just rolled dice and it fell on the ground, and he shrugged his shoulders and grabbed another one.
I'll see what
happens with Tim first.
I'll roll a backup. We'll have. Oh, let's have a talk off.
Is Tom doing a thing?
We don't have to do them simultaneously. See what he finds out.
I got a 14. I don't know,
bad.
Man. I forget how far it goes. This is 5e, so you got to buff it. Who gives a shit? Do you want us to like figure this out?
We do the real, Tom thing. If that's a real thing.
Okay.
Oh yeah, do the Tom thing.
Okay, here it is. At 10th level, you can cast the Commune with Nature spell, but only as a ritual. So I don't know if I can do that. If we have the shit that I need. When you do so, a spiritual version of one of the animals you chose for your totem spirit, spoilers, they're all Steve, appears to you to convey the information you seek.
Wow, more than one Steve.
Yeah.
It's a Steve's on
okay,
Steve.
Okay, do that, and then give yourself the information. Because you're Steve.
No, I thought we said that Thrifty had to do a Steve voice.
No way.
No way.
Okay, well, where is it? Put it in chat or something. I don't know where it is.
Before we said that we're going to meet up at that island we went to that was abandoned due to the cursed idol.
Okay, I cast the ritual. And Steve, in a ghostly form, appears before me. And I say, hey, Steve, I don't know why we couldn't just do this in my head, because... I can kind of talk to you all the time.
Holy shit, yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I feel like I know things that I didn't know a second ago. So, I guess we got to do this.
Are you guys seeing this, too?
Yeah.
So where's the boat, Steve?
It's at that one island that was abandoned that...
Madagascar?
Some shit about, yeah, no. Something about a curse or whatever.
This is, like, from way back, way back?
Way back, way
where
back.
Where we got Bucky.
Yeah. No, way back, way no. back, way back. Remember when we got the idol where Chad died, or when Steve died, or whatever?
Oh, or that Gigionki man died.
Branson.
First of all, the weirdest thing in the world works is you can Google Drunkaros map.
Yeah.
And that comes up. And it was either Stockley?
Sounds about right.
Is that where the Githyanki man died?
Is it like Stockley Island or whatever, or what?
Yeah, it's not. Stockley is the island where you had the Star Trek episode.
Yeah, we got that bat idol. That made everyone go zing.
That made everyone, get wild.
Get wild.
Start making out and punching each other.
Be gay, be angry.
I want to do that again.
Let's go to there.
Yeah, your boat's at Stockley.
All right.
I don't know why I couldn't remember that name.
Wait, so
a second
it's on an island. So how are we going to get to the island without the boat?
Harper points at the mini griffins that we have.
Oh, yeah.
How long can they fly, though?
They can fly a really long time.
Over a lot of water?
They're very powerful.
We've done this. We've done many things like this before.
Somebody give me an animal handling check.
Animal handling.
Or, I guess, a nature. I'll take either of those.
I'm not good at nature anymore. Oh, I'm so confused.
Is anyone good at nature?
Nope. I'm not good at animal handling or nature anymore.
I'm really bad at animal handling, and I'm not good at nature.
Wow. I have a one.
Yeah, my animal handling is a one. It's terrible.
Oh my god, what?
I'll do animal handling.
Remember, I was like, I still have a relationship with the griffins, but I can't control them
animal
anymore.
Handling.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you roll?
A 19.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Mika. God damn it.
I have a 3, Michael. A 3.
Tell me high or low.
High.
Always pick high, my girl.
You don't think the griffins can make it that far.
Oh, shit. No, I do have... I've got... The wonderful, the lovely Wayne Bailey on Twitter has been so kind as to remake Tom for me and just send me over the new character sheet. I do have a 4 to animal handling.
Oh, congratulations.
But Nico rolled a high, though.
Michael, did you find griffins in the book?
No.
So I'm going to tell you exactly what griffins could do, and I'm going to tell you, I think it's less than what you would have let us get away with. But of course, house rules.
Then why? Oh.
A creature that serves as a flying mount must rest 1 hour for every 3 hours it flies, and it can't fly for more than 9 hours per day. Thus, characters mounted on griffins, which have a flying speed of 80 feet, can travel at 8 miles per hour, covering 72 miles over 9 hours, with 2 1-hour long rests over the course of the day. Mounts that don't tire, such as flying construct, aren't subject to this limitation. There's that.
Yeah, you definitely can't fucking fly that far.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, I guess we can okay, find
we can steal
on.
A different boat.
I'm trying to see if there isn't an option that we have. Otter is looking this up for me.
The Stinpack in the chat room is a genius, and he said they should have one griffin rest on another griffin until the first gets tired.
Oh, damn.
And then I'm assuming Daisy can fly forever.
Yeah. Daisy's magical, so.
Well, no, she sprouted out like bug wings.
Hmm.
So
she sure did.
Can I just do my sending and tell Winston to like bring the boat? I don't know where we are right now. Can I say that too? I don't know quite where we are anymore.
Okay, so as a paladin, Aludra and I have spells.
Are you talking the fine steed spell?
Fine.
I was just looking at that.
So. Typically with that, you can do warhorse, pony, camel, elk, or mastiff, or any other animal that your DM would allow you to summon. I have a question for you. Also, yeah.
I feel like I'm going to say no.
I have a request.
Okay, go on.
Because technically, since Jayla mm-hmm. is now an Asimar, she is a celestial and not of this plane. So
okay,
maybe
you are technically in our world still a Deva. You're just using Asimar stats.
Well, are you she's asking celestial. If Lunar can ride Jayla?
And
can I
summon a Pegasus? It would be a celestial being as well, and it would be able to fly.
I had a dream about a Pegasus. Isn't that weird?
Because I don't like to say no, I'm gonna roll these dice and then let them decide.
I had a dream that I was pregnant and I had to figure out how to tell Carrie.
I don't know how this happened.
That sounds like
man, I really wish I had rolled better, but unfortunately, no, you cannot summon a Pegasus.
Well, bullshit.
Also, that's
so
completely crazy.
We can go farther than a typical griffin because I'm able to help them with my air currents. That being said, I don't think it's going to get us quite as far as we need to go.
So wait, if everything is... abandoned and everyone's dead, why don't we just go get a boat?
Yeah, let's just steal another boat.
Yeah, let's go to that. Remember that town we went to that we rescued that kid from the forest troll?
Yeah.
Let's go there. I'm going to
steal their boats.
Can I send a message to Winston saying, go to whatever that place was? I don't remember.
Medwin.
That's Medwin?
Yeah.
That was Medwin. We're near there.
Pretty sure. No.
I thought we were.
The Drunk Rose map is fucked up. Medwin is actually north of
Yeah, Carr. There's one that's right and the one that's not right. I forget which.
Are there any locations next to us where there would be a magic shop in the vicinity?
Not that you know
I mean, again,
of.
Are there shops or are we just shops that used to exist and we're going to steal from
we
them?
We can go to Avery and she can potentially
teleport
us. Because we did discuss that last time with her.
That's true. That's
so
that
our choice is to either go to Coast Town that may or may not be Medwin, or go to Avery. I think going to Avery may not be a bad idea, regards.
Check it. Check in with her.
Faster. Yeah, just get a
see what's going down. Tell her that we killed. Well, we didn't kill Unigo. He already got
Unigo's dead.
Dead.
We visited the necromancer. Here's what he told us.
Yeah. Finnegan's up to his old tricks.
Yeah. We have the hammer and sundering. I don't remember if we had it before.
Yeah, you did.
Radical.
Hey, remember that thing you gave us? We still got it.
Still got it. Zerd's dead. He's inside of it.
Introduce Bucky to Avery Tilly.
Keep Roz outside.
Maybe they'll be friends. Who knows?
Okay. We go.
Well, evil can't enter.
Yeah, we have to put we have to make a raccoon box for it. I believe is what we refer to it as.
So you can find if you can figure out if Roz Zeal or
not. I like this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Good call.
Okay, so you get back on your Griffins and you take off and you start flying towards Avery Talese. You're flying along. You're following sort of like a main road. It's a big wide.
What's
path,
the road's name?
It's the road.
It's called the road.
You take the road from Carr to get to Old Logcrier's house.
So you're flying along. You're going.
Looking out for hydras.
Oh yeah, you got to.
Even though we're nowhere near there.
Well, that's probably why you're flying over the road, because you don't want to fly over the trees, because the Hydra might just pop out.
I have my single staff out, not my double staff.
Just half a staff?
It's a quarter staff, actually.
Can I get a perception roll from y'all?
I'm not afraid to move anything on my computer, but I'll try to go to... Oh, my character sheet's not up.
Oh, shit balls. Even though I can't remember if I'm mad at you or not, I have a lot of emotions.
Who?
I got an 8.
I got an 11.
Who are you mad at?
Yeah, who are you mad at? What are you talking about?
Here you go, Jennifer. Here's a
D20. I got an 18.
I got a 7. Nice. Eluder is on her Griffin, just like the wind in her hair. Oh, it feels great. The sun on her face. She's staring at Jayla's butt on the Griffin in front of her.
I thought you guys would ride the same.
So you're flung.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Duh.
We would. So she's sniffing Jayla's hair. She's behind
you're
her.
Not in the, you're,
no,
she's behind.
I'm behind Jayla. I got my arms wrapped around her. And my head
huddled
back.
In the front. Interesting.
What if we've braided you into this like beautiful like little seat halter thing from Jayla's hair?
Oh my god.
I like it.
Okay,
that's what
that seems uncomfortable. But I'm down. It's magic world.
So you're flying along. Harper is just sort of, he's like standing, he's like just all about the wind rushing through his hair.
He's also making
like
more
amazing.
Wind come up to help.
Just right. to show off.
No, it helps him.
Right. So he's like, he's totally focused on that. Aludra's like reading a magazine. Tom's asleep.
No one's paying attention.
And Jayla's like, what's that?
I'm doing Jayla now. Voice.
Jayla's like, what's that?
What's that, guys?
Oh, it's me. I am making wind come up.
You're making wind? Oh, God.
Oh, loser, stuck. Get off it.
Harper.
Oh, get off it.
Now you're making wind out of your mouth.
Harper, are you crop dusty?
Oh, now you too? Oh, I can't
just
believe
this. Just keep
doing
it, Harper.
I'm going to my room.
I get no respect.
I'm going to headcanon that Harper makes bad farts.
No. Harper doesn't. Whenever he farts, he changes the wind so no one smells it.
Wait, what's Harper's charisma like now?
It's 18.
Oh, it's still good. Damn it.
Oh, it's
damn
still
it.
Really good. So his farts
damn
smell
it.
Great.
Yeah, remember because my first or second episode,
and
I shit in the woods?
You pooped in front of all of us, and we thought it was charming.
Yeah.
So Jayla points down, and there is this really weirdly conspicuous, just like, man sitting at a table in the middle of the road.
What's he doing?
Nope, not stopping there.
He's just sitting at a table.
But what?
Nope.
That's really weird.
Nope.
Let's go
Why?
See.
Why?
What if we just fly around like above him and say, hey, what are you doing?
What if we just throw fireballs at him and char his ass?
Yeah. Wait, are we going to become evil? I don't know if I can get down with that.
become evil?
I'm not evil.
We're not. There's.
I'm not evil either. Actually,
we are paladins.
You cannot blame the burning the tavern down on me because that was a Pirates of the Caribbean situation where they're scofflaws and it doesn't matter what I made the world a better place. Good riddance.
Scofflaws is a really good word. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Old Scratch loved them, and I said, "Go to hell with thee." Anyways, sure, fuck it. Let's go talk to this guy. But let's be careful.
Anyway, let's fly around above him and holler down.
Do I have a holler spell? Oh, actually, I do. I press digitation.
I cast level 2 holler.
Yeah. I press digitize, and I make a booming voice at this boy, and I say, "What ho! Are you friend? Are you foe? Are you demon?"
You hear a booming voice back. And he says, "Hello there. Why don't you come and join me for a nice glass of wine?"
Oh, let's see.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
What is your name? Is it Bird? Is it Gerd? Is it Verd?
Zerd 2.
So you're a little closer. I'll give you more of a description of this fellow. From here, you can tell he's like wearing a blue cloak. It looks like he is nicely dressed.
Does he have any weapons on him?
You don't notice any weapons.
Okay, so
on
he's either
him.
A caster or a noble. Those are my thoughts.
There, you do notice a bottle of wine on the table and a couple more next to the table, and a few goblets.
That's for sure. Got
I hope he has melon
that's
wine.
Got iocane powder in it for sure.
Yeah.
You do actually notice that there are 5 goblets sitting on the table.
Oh, so he's waiting for us.
But he didn't put one out for Bucky, which you know what? Is
or
okay.
He's waiting for a party of our exact size.
Bucky's not
most parties are 5. Can I just say that prestidigitation is not thaumaturgy, so I don't do what I said, but let's go with it.
Let's just go with
oh,
it.
Oh man, I thought they were the same. I love that spell.
You just do like some magic shit.
Just make it like a firework happen, like in the air and wave at him.
I can do
like,
that.
Point yourself like, yeah, I did that.
What's up? All right, I guess we can. I'm gonna dominate. No, I'm just kidding. What do you look like?
You can't.
Rich
I mean,
bitch.
You're flying on a griffin. You can't really get a good.
All right,
look
as we descend, I do Flight of the Valkyries with prestidigitation, which I can do, but it's faint.
Wait, what is? What do you mean? What is Flight of the Valkyries?
Da,
like,
da, da, da.
Oh, like the music, yeah. Like the song. Okay, I just was making sure.
That's I'm doing Mario.
So you guys land,
but like we're wary. Okay. We're wary.
Yeah. You're wary. You disembark your flying yeah. steeds,
and we see the person who we couldn't tell what he looked like, but we could see five cups.
You could see what you thought Radical. Were five cups. You can't tell that he has a scar under his left
Does
eye
he?
When you're flying.
But is it a sexy scar?
So, okay. So he looks like he's very tall, that he's sitting down, so you can't tell. And he's very relaxed, but you know, he looks like a sort of tall.
Is he wizard
man.
As hell?
He looks very, he's very elegant.
He's dashing?
He's, I don't know if he's dashing, but he's okay. elegant, and he's got sort of sandy blonde hair, which is kind of slicked okay. back, and he has like a thin mustache.
He's human?
He looks human. Mm. He's wearing a cloak. He's wearing extremely fine-looking clothes. Basically, the only thing marring this perfect appearance of his is this scar under
and
his left eye.
He appears human. We can see his ears.
You can see his ears. He looks like no, he's got human
there.
Ears.
That's a placeholder.
Sorry, I took there was a quarter in our player's handbook.
There's a lot of stuff in our player's handbook. There's a Q-tip. There's a bobby God. Pin.
Weird.
Do you have like a zone of truth or something like that?
I have something.
Do I know him?
You do not recognize him. He stands up as you land, and he is indeed tall. And he
how tall is he?
He just is like tall.
So what's his blood thrifty, type? I have this thing called Divine Sense. Well, Nika and I both have okay. it. It's the presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor. As an action, you can open your awareness to detect such forces until the end of your next turn. You know the location of any celestial fiend. Oh, fiend or undead. That's
maybe.
Not-
hey, let's.
I mean,
hey.
I guess he could be. So you could use this feature a number of times equal to 1 plus your charisma modifier. Cool.
So just like, so yo, you fiend?
That's form. Yeah, so I guess I do that. I want to know if he is a celestial fiend or undead.
We fight those constantly.
It's celestial. He's a fiend.
Hello. Boy howdy. And then I get to know, you know the type?
Is he?
But not his identity.
Yeah, he's a fiend.
Seriously, that wasn't a goof?
No, he's really a fiend.
I'm so Shit. Excited.
I'm so excited.
My thing worked. That's because I don't have to roll anything. It just is.
It is. You and Jayla are like,
rad.
You smell bad.
Like a bad man.
And you have that moonbeam thing that if he's polymorphed, he unpolymorphs.
Oh, fuck.
What's a fiend?
I can whisper in his ear bad things.
Yo, fuck it.
I can.
Your scar makes you look bad ugly, B.
No, I have...
Moonbeam is in your spells.
I know, but this... I have a thing called Turn the Faithless that if I channel divinity, I present my holy symbol, and each fae or fiend within 30 feet of you that can hear you must make a wisdom saving throw, and if it fails, say the creature's turn for 1 minute, or until it takes damage. I mean, he's probably no good, right? If he's a fiend, we don't...
I mean, unless like, he's maybe, like a...
I guess maybe we want to find out stuff about him.
Yeah, let's All right. not be hasty. Let's, okay. But don't shoot him yet.
All right.
But you have to tell us that he's a fiend.
Yeah, yeah. Like, listen, if you're a fiend, you have to tell us.
I met Aludra because player knowledge with character
Guys,
knowledge.
This is a fiend.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He looks like a nice human guy. He's a tall boy.
Sure. I'm a freaking paladin, I know.
So, Jayla,
he smells like a fiend.
He smells like a fiend.
Jayla, back me up on this.
He's totally a fiend.
He's 100% a fiend. All
right. Looks pretty fiendish to me.
All right. He does have that scar.
Come, Sid, Harper, Jayla, Aludra, Tom.
What the frick?
Have a seat.
Are fiends a type of demon, right?
That's like a general term for, like, devils and demons and things like
Sandy
that.
Sandy blonde hair.
Yeah, so we actually do deal with a lot of celestial fiends,
yeah.
to be honest. It just sounds, I think there's, I don't know, whatever.
It just sounds cool.
Okay, how do you know our, what's happening?
What, yeah, how do you know our name?
Who are you? What are you?
My name is Artisus, and I have some business with you, but we are not animals. We can sit and have a glass of wine.
Steve's a bit of an animal.
Can you spell your name?
Certainly, it is A-R-T-I-X-U-S.
A-R-T-I...
Artixus.
Ardix is. That's a tough one.
That is.
Ardix is.
That's an evil name. The short one here says you're a fiend.
We don't. I don't. I prefer not to use labels.
Are you human?
Please, so you are.
There are many fiends running around this area.
I don't break bread with fiends.
Well, there's no bread here. Have some wine.
I'm not going to drink your fiend wine. Why? I can't believe I'm talking to you.
There is a manor just a short way from here that was empty, unfortunately. I believe the people who live there maybe met an unfortunate end. But they had just the most amazing wine cellar, and I found this lovely vintage, which I would like to share with you.
Thanks, but you're a fiend. The paladins can't get poisoned, right? Is that a thing?
We can't be diseased.
Nika, do you have that? Did you pick the detect poison spell by chance?
Hey, dude, we'll come back to you tomorrow when adequately prepared to deal with you.
Like, I mean, I haven't done any of mine yet, and I just, like, picked some random ones.
Can I just say you picked
No, it? I do not have that.
So I can just swap it
out. I've got all damage-y stuff, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Listen, friend. I mean, fiend. Put yourself in our shoes, right? You're flying along, a spooky guy sitting at a table, you know, basically like, hey, drink this random wine I found. I'm a stranger. My two paladin friends here say you smell of a fiend. Therefore, come on, you wouldn't drink the wine, would you?
Fine. I totally understand. Do you mind if I partake?
Not at all. Yeah.
Drink all of it, all five cups.
Would there be a roll that we could make to know if fiends are immune to poisons? Because he could be drinking it and it could still be poisoned.
Oh, for sure.
It wouldn't matter.
I don't care about the fiend's ability to drink.
You could roll religion or wisdom or whatever.
Okay. We have a shit.
Oh,
go ham.
I rolled a 2, so it doesn't really matter.
You're not sure.
So he drinks the wine, I assume.
He swishes the wine around in the cup. He puts his nose into it and smells.
What's
it.
What's his nose like? I don't think he said that yet. I want to know. I feel like he has a good nose.
It's long and
yes,
elegant.
Sam.
He takes a sip of the wine and just sort of seems like he considers it for a minute, and then he takes out a little notepad and writes down some notes, and then puts the notepad away.
Harper is very intrigued. He takes a couple steps forward. You, are you a connoisseur of the fine wines of the region?
I don't find myself on the prime material plane that often. So when I do come here, I do enjoy sampling the many, many pleasures you can find here.
What's your favorite wine? Have you ever had a Barefoot? I think that's a pretty good brand.
Rex Goliath.
I prefer what is it like Scaly Lady? What is that
what?
One?
Yeah, you ever try Arbor Mist?
I only drink wine that comes out of a box.
He likes Manischewitz.
Listen, so this is weird. We could all agree, right? Maybe it's a little awkward. Jayla, how are you doing? Are you mad? Are you doing want to kill this guy? Because you hate demons and devils and stuff.
I would just like to know why he's here. What business do you have with us? Yeah. How do you know our name?
What's up, bro?
Can I quickly just have everyone but Tim take their headphones off?
Why? Oh, wait.
You. No.
We don't know if Bachman has his headphones off or not.
Yeah, he can be
fucking
listening.
I have no idea if he has his headphones off. I just have to trust him.
What? He definitely has them on.
Can I have you roll a wisdom saving throw?
For you? Yeah. I think I have a thing where it's hard to charm me. Fuck. This isn't going to go well. Oof. I got a 3. Because I have a -1 in wisdom. Did you target me on purpose?
Possibly. He has cast a suggestion on you and would like you to come with him.
And
you will try to do that.
Yeah, fuck it.
Or basically he wants you to convince everyone to go with
okay.
him.
Okay. And so, okay. Put your headphones back on.
So he says, so you've made quite a name for yourself, this little group.
What do you mean?
What was the reasoning for us taking our headphones off? Was it a different language? Was it like in his head?
You have no idea. You don't know.
So has any time passed?
No, nothing is. No time has passed. Nothing.
Oh, since we took our headphones off. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So he goes, you've made quite a name for yourself. People are talking about you, this little group.
What people and what name have we made?
It's being said that you're going to be the savior of this realm.
All right.
He's just making conversation.
That sounds like right up our alley. I think that's something that we do.
Who exactly is talking about us? Just like the small folk, or who are you hearing this from?
I believe it's being said all over the realm for those who remain. Now, before we get into business, because I do need to speak to you of business.
All right, I love business. Business is booming.
I do have one personal thing that I'd like to just bring up.
For sure, really anything.
Quick. Just a little sidebar. I'm a collector.
Oh, okay. I like to collect. I love, I have a series of, I have one of the best, what is it called? Three dragon, what's its decks? Three dragon anti-decks in Paler's Hope.
Oh, we should play a game sometime.
Oh, I'd love to play now.
I have a deck too.
Well, we gotta conclude our business.
Oh, let's conclude our business. Yeah, man, let's do it.
Games later.
Hey, well, games, business for games. That's what I always say. You're so smart. Artixis? I mean, Artixis? That's my voice.
I think it's yeah, Artixis. Yeah, sure. Cool.
Sure. Cool.
I'm on the lookout for a very special and powerful book.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A book of great power.
I love books of great power. We've read lots of them.
Have we?
So if you run into anything like that.
I mean, can you give us the title, an ISBN number?
What's that doing?
Who's the author? Who's it by?
There aren't many powerful books.
Well, have you read Bridges of Madison County? Tuesdays with Maury. Very powerful books.
Guys, we have... Do we still have the Demonomicon, or does Avery have it?
No, we don't have that anymore, Harper.
Okay, we used to have a Demonomicon. That was pretty cool.
Harper?
Not the Demonomicon. Just if you run into any books, just hold on to them for me.
Shit, is there a sequel to the Demonomicon?
I didn't finish the whole one. Katniss.
I suppose we've had enough pleasantries, so we should get down to business.
Yeah.
That wasn't
was
the that, business?
That was the pleasantry? That you mentioning a book?
Well, drinking wine and having a
wine.
Pleasant conversation.
Oh, you've heard of Amazon, haven't you? Kindle?
Can I have some of that wine?
Oh, it looks absolutely. Thank you. He pours some wine for you.
Oh, Harper.
I drank all of it.
Harper, what the shit
are you
doing?
I actually like the idea of like a fantasy world modernizing, and they have like powerful ebooks.
Like the Harry Potter stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, this is delicious. Is that?
It is actually really good.
Is that oak? Holy shit, guys, you gotta try this.
Harper.
Can I have more, please?
He goes, sip this. This is a good vintage.
Yeah, I'll sip this. I'll definitely sip this.
Harper, have some class.
Okay, I'd love to have some class.
Michael, just in case it comes to it, Harper would get a +6 to his saves based off of Aludra and I's auras that we have.
Yeah. I'm going to help his dumbass.
Yep.
Good to know. So he goes, I am here representing Baron Von Du.
That's a fun name.
Of the Barony of New Stygia. It's across the Narrow Sea.
Have I heard of him?
No.
Harper hasn't?
No.
Fuck you.
Whoa, that wine went right to your head.
What was the last part of it? Baron von what?
Baron von Du. D-U. And the Barony of New Stygia.
Hey, I know this guy. My friend Justice introduced him to this podcast. He's a nice guy. He makes great mead. I do know him. Thanks, Jennifer.
I just showed Tim Twitter like this.
Yeah, he has urgent business with you, and requires your presence.
Okay, let's go. Where is he?
Why couldn't
Narrow
he come?
Sea? That's far.
Here himself, if it's so urgent.
Well, he's running a barony. He is a very busy man.
Post-apocalypse barrier.
Where's the narrow sea in our world?
That is just the sea between here. Like, you're on the car side and the Paylor Hope side. That's the one thing in between. I don't even know if it's called the narrow sea. I'm just calling it that now.
Now.
I would have probably heard of him. I just want to let you know, but that's fine.
Well, only if he was around before.
He could be a new baron. Oh, boy.
Oh, he's doing what we wanted to do.
New money.
God damn it. I hate this guy. Okay. Where is he? We're going that way. Regards.
He's across the narrow sea. I can escort you there.
Sure.
You like.
How fast are you?
Yep. We were going somewhere else, Harper. Remember?
Can you escort us to a different place first, and then we go do your shit.
I'm sorry.
Yo, if you can escort us across water, I mean, I'm just thinking. You know, maybe you could just do us a solid real quick.
Hey guys.
You got a minute?
We have to go stockly.
Can we take just a quick 5 minutes and let's just powwow for a second?
Yeah, you want to talk in demonic so that he can't understand us?
No, I'm pretty sure he could do that. No.
Yeah, that seems he could talk.
Do you guys want to speak undercommon?
No.
What languages does everyone know these days?
Yeah. I know. I have a Tom has his own made up language. It's called Common Noodles.
Mine is Common, but it's the rapper.
Oh my god.
Is that funny? I thought it was okay.
Yeah, we all laughed. Yeah.
I assume this guy knows tons of languages.
Yeah, he probably can figure us out. Damn, we just be really quiet.
So maybe we should just go away.
All right, yeah.
We'll just be back.
we're gonna fuck off for a while, but thanks for the wine. And
do you want to come?
Nope. No, we can't come.
Man, Harper.
All right,
group of four powwow. All
right, cool.
Do you guys wanna just quick sidebar? Do you wanna hold your powwow until next app?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because we're at an hour.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is this the fiend talking?
No, this is
Michael the fiend.
Mind blown.
Thank you all for joining us. We're going to continue this lovely conversation next week on the 5th edition Real Play podcast called Drunks and Dragons. Until then, if you want to talk to us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at a point in my life where I just don't do social media anymore.
Oh, you.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
If you want to, I'm going to step on Nika's toes just for a second here. There's this really cool new podcast that's an old podcast that's a new podcast
that I think
you should check out. It's called
trying to think of a joke
and it's not working. It's called Fistful of Pixels.
Fistful of Pixels. Hey, yay. Okay.
And Mike Bachman's funny.
Well, I mean, I make jokes. I don't know that they're funny. Fistful of Pixels. It's a podcast that I do with a buddy of mine, Taylor Bliss, who you won't.
I love him.
Is it Trailer?
His name's Trailer.
Yeah, Trailer Bliss. It denotes class and character. And Adam Bash, of Sayer fame.
I love him.
Yeah. Basically, what you can do to be a part of this thing is you tweet fake video game titles that you made up to @FistfulOfPixels, and we. Go down that list of game titles that you sent to us, and we figure out what that game is. And it's a lot of fun, and we will do it bi-weekly, and it'll be on Geekly Inc. And, Ashley Shatterbrook is editing for us, so you know it'll actually come out.
She's a busy woman.
She's very busy.
She's a great lady.
Fun story. The way you guys do it is you say the video game title, and then you say the name of the person who submitted it. Mm-hmm. And in each of the first two episodes, you said the game of name of video game title. And I was like, that one's okay. And then you were like, submitted by Thrifty Nerd. And I was like, oh, that's me.
Maybe that one's a butt.
True story. Those we released two episodes at once. Both of those episodes were recorded almost a year ago.
Wow.
Wowie. So you know it's good.
it's aged in a podcast barrel like a fine wine.
Ash is really slow at editing.
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say.
Yeah, it comes out bi-weekly, but also inter-yearly.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out. It's really good and funny. I laughed.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, Dreadful Thoughts, Fistful of Pixels, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can visit the forums and check out some fan art that would make Tom blush. Afterwards, make sure to head over to the shop to grab some merchandise so you and Jayla could be matching best friends. When you've finished with drinking stolen wine with a fiend, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want to just pretend like everything's okay and be friends with him. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. Otherwise, Zerd will come back from the dead. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get ready to figure out some math on how far you need to take your land animals oversea, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Nice job. That was beautiful.
Fucking kill it!
Thank you all for joining us. We love you so much, and we will see you next week. Until then, it's been dicey.
That you don't have video.
It's fucked. No, I mean, you get one or the other.
I think we're gonna have to live without Botman's video tonight.
That was a problem I could have spent more time on, but
could you just send us texts with your face every mm-hmm. like
yeah.
2 minutes?
Can you just snap us? Just Snapchat us.
I'll
your
tweet
face.
No, just send it to me.
Well, I only have 2% life on my phone, so no.
Greetings, adventurers. You...
Why are you laughing at
He's
me?
He's crying!
Why are you crying at me? Greetings, adventurers.
God damn it.
What is this, episode one?
Tim, you should try and sing Hot Cross Buns, because that's what I like.
Right. I'm just not going to look at you.
So Wayne sent over this character sheet, and I feel like I should go down his like traits, ideals, and flaws just real quick. His traits are, you know, I watch over my friends as if they were a litter of newborn pups. Okay, you know. Change, you know, life is like the seasons and, you know, constant change, and we must change with it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then Bonds, I'm the last of my tribe and it's up to me to fuck.
Yikes.
I guess it is up to me. Nobody else is going to do it.
You're on your own there, buddy.
Oh, I was thinking Flight of the Bumblebee.
Alright, this is my favorite game of making people make songs with their mouth.
Do the Walking Dead intro.
Do the Walking Dead intro.
No, I was just gonna say, the Walking Dead intro sounds like Fly to the Bumblebees.
But you can't.
If you sing it like that.
But you can't do it. Try to do the
it
Walking Dead intro with your mouth.
To make it.
It's like.
You think it's so easy? It's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, but it's too fast.
It's literally impossible.
It's impossible.
All right. But somehow Tim Harper does that song. The guy's super impressed.
But I do magic.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.